and welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. I'm your host, Ava Jules, YouTuber. That just feels so cringy to say. I'm a YouTuber. I've always struggled with like feeling confident with what I do. And there's times where I'm like, you know what? This is super cool. I'm super proud of this. I am super proud of it. But there's just something that feels a little silly about being like, I'm an influencer or content creator, which I'm sure you can probably understand because if you're on social media, like I am scrolling through TikTok, we get shit on a little bit, which I understand because influencers can be the worst sometimes and just like so annoying. So I get it. Maybe I'm annoying. But if you're listening to this, you probably don't think I'm annoying. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This is a platform that I love so, so much. It's definitely like my smallest platform, but I feel like this is one of the most intimate connections I have with my different channels that I post on, just because I feel like, I don't know, it feels like a safe space here to say the things on my mind, which was the whole point in creating this podcast. I actually do miss doing guest episodes though, as much as I love this one-on-one quality time with you. I've been wanting to do some more guest episodes, so I'm hoping to incorporate some more of those soon. But yeah, I just had myself a yummy little dinner of leftovers, my mom's leftovers, which is even better because I actually never had to cook in the first place. And something about a home-cooked meal from your parents like will always be preferable to cooking myself. I'm trying so hard to find a love for cooking, which I go through phases with it. But right now I'm in a lazy mood and it's just kind of tiring sometimes when you think about, oh my gosh, I have to feed myself 3 times a day for the rest of my life every single day. And then when I have a family one day, it's actually going to be more important because there's people depending on me, like their lives and them eating depends on me cooking. And Michael loves to cook, which thank God, literally bless that man because one, he's a good cook. So it's just the cherry on top. But that is like a stereotype of firefighters that I can get behind, that they can cook because they have to cook for themselves at the station, obviously, because they're there for so long at a time that they have to cook for themselves. Like, thank God for that because I could never do all the cooking. I don't think I have it in me. I find that I have more motivation to clean than I do to cook, which is interesting because cleaning could be seen as more boring, but I feel like it's just so mindless and I don't have to think about what I have to do. And there's a reward out of it. Like, things are clean, but also the reward of cooking is that you have good food to eat, but then it's gone. And it's like, okay, well, where's all that work now? It's in my stomach, soon to be gone again into like the waste system. You know what I mean? Anyway, my current dilemma aside, I'm really excited about this episode. If you are on TikTok, you've probably seen that trend about having a dopamine menu. And it's something that I've seen pop up over the last few days. And I love scrolling through it because basically it's this audio where it's like, my dopamine menu, blah, 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 blah. And people are posting like different photos or videos of things that make them happy. So I want to give big major credit to the creator of that audio. It's actually an audio clip from a podcast, the Note to Self podcast by Peyton Sarton. So I'm not like making this up myself. I just kind of wanted to hop on this trend. And instead of doing it on TikTok, I thought I'd talk about it on the podcast because I love doing episodes like this, essentially just talking about things that make me happy, bring me joy, make me feel good. We all know that dopamine is a chemical that's released in your brain that gives you pleasure, makes you feel good. And so I wanted to do an episode about my dopamine menu. I definitely recommend listening to hers. I'll link it in the show notes in case you want to listen to it. I actually haven't listened to it myself, but I think I will on my next little walk that I go on because I love going on a podcast walk. That's actually one of the things on my menu. But the clips that I've heard that were posted on TikTok, I was really interested in. So I'll probably end up listening to that episode, but she was basically breaking down how she has this dopamine menu and breaks it into appetizers, which are like short things, quick and easy things you can do to boost your mood, give you dopamine, starters, which maybe take a little more time, and then like the meal, things that maybe take a little bit of more time that bring you joy. So I really like the concept of that. And I kind of wanted to do my own twist on it, talk about my own dopamine menu, things that make me happy, feel good. I tried to keep most of these things simple because there's like obvious things that would bring someone joy, like going on a trip, you know what I mean? But I wanted to keep these things really simple and Like I said, I've done episodes about this, but it's always the little things. So there's so many little things that we can find in our lives that we like to do that can really impact our day and change our day and change our mood. And I know for me, sometimes when I am feeling sad or going through a lot, it's really easy to just spiral into those feelings and give into them. And something I've always tried to do is do things that uplift me and bring my mood up. And I think it's really important to have the things in your back pocket that you know make you feel good. So come a rainy day, you can do those things and you know that it'll make you feel better. So I definitely recommend either writing these out maybe in your next journal entry, writing it in your notes app like I did. And then the next time maybe you're feeling a little down, you want a little boost, refer to that list. And yeah, I had a lot of fun writing my own list because it was kind of fun to sit there and be like, okay, what are things that I do that bring me joy? And why not do more of them? Like, why not do these things more? And I want to incorporate more of these into my life because there's obviously like the dopamine hits that we get from scrolling on social media. And that's just like a dopamine doom scroll because your brain is constantly getting these dopamine hits from things that like end up making you feel shitty. Like I know for me, when I go down a really deep brain rotting doom scrolling, I don't feel good after, even though in the moment it's like releasing dopamine in my head. So these are like healthy things that are like healthy ways to boost the dopamine in my life. And so I wanted to share that with you today. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The older I get, the more life gets kind of crazier and more hectic. And I realize just how easy it is to let your priorities slide. Even when I know something makes me happy and brings me joy, it can feel like there's other things that need to come first. But I've realized that when it feels like this, when it feels like there's not enough time in the day, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. There's things in your life that it's kind of good to ask yourself, okay, what are things I'm not willing to give up on and let slide? And therapy is definitely one of them for me. Therapy has been so big in my personal growth and definitely continues to shape who I'm becoming. I started therapy, like, I don't want to do math live, 7 years ago, maybe. Haven't been the most consistent with it, but there's been periods where I have. And truly, it has just always given me a safe space to work through everything on my mind and everything I have going on in there. When I'm overwhelmed by life, therapy has helped me find ways to prioritize what truly matters and confidently say no to what doesn't serve me. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It could be the fit for you. It's done entirely online, designed for convenience and flexibility to fit your schedule seamlessly. A quick, simple questionnaire connects you with a licensed therapist tailored to your needs, plus the freedom to switch therapists at any time without extra charges ensures you find the right fit. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mind today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mind. Okay, let's get into this list. I must have listed out like 20 different things. I probably could have gone more because I just think that there's so many little things that we probably don't even realize we do in a day that really make us happy. So if I were you, if I were me, like what I was doing when I was thinking of these things, I was thinking about little things that I do from the start of my day to the end of my day and looking for the things in my routines and my daily life that just innately make me feel better. And then there's some things that you have to go out of your way a little bit to do, which is fine, but it's good to have a mix of like the easy things that are super easy and accessible to like sprinkle through your every single day, and then have the things that maybe you do once a week, twice a week, whatever. You get the idea. Okay, my first thing is cleaning and decluttering. Like I kind of mentioned in the intro, I've just always loved cleaning, and I understand it's not the most fun task maybe for everyone. Sometimes I don't necessarily look forward to it either, but that feeling after just feels so good. And I've kind of found ways to romanticize cleaning either by listening to a podcast that's fun or a podcast about cleaning or like a YouTube cleaning video. There's so many vlogs of people cleaning their apartment, cleaning their house. I've done videos like that too, where I kind of pop them on and it feels like we're doing it together, even doing the method where you put on a 5 to 10 minute timer and just clean within that time frame. So you know you have to clean for that amount of time and see what you can get done. And that's really motivating. I feel like there's little hacks you can do to make cleaning more fun. If you want to take it to the next level, like dress up in a dress and clean in a dress. I have done that before. That was really desperate times though. And that was also because I was decluttering my closet and I wanted to try on a dress. And then I ended up keeping on the dress and cleaning. And I was like, not in a toxic way, but I feel like a 1950s housewife. It's kind of a vibe. Anyway, never have done that since. Probably will never do that again. Would not do that by choice, probably. But cleaning and decluttering just feels so good. It's something that you can do that will instantly make you feel better after. And you know you're going to get those results. It is the best feeling. For me, cleaning just makes me feel like, I say this, I'm looking around at my surroundings right now. I have not... No wonder I'm so stressed. I actually have not been good at that recently. I feel like I've just been letting things like slide and pile up. So that's probably something that I'm going to have to do. And I need to make it a priority. And I need to stop making excuses. So that's my problem, not yours. But at least I'm self-aware enough to realize it. Cleaning just makes me feel like I have a clear mind. I don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, is this put away? Is my, what was that sound? Just living alone things, little freaking noises make me want to run out of the house and burn it down because I'm so scared. Okay. And of course, decluttering feels super good just because you feel like you have space to breathe and things aren't piling up on each other. That is just the worst feeling. And like when your drawers can't close because of your clothes or you just have an excess of things, I feel like that in turn will put a heaviness on me that is so avoidable. And so honestly, the issue is not like decluttering. I feel like at the source, it's consuming less, which I'm not one to talk on this, obviously. I have definitely made more of an effort to be very intentional about the things that I buy. But obviously, I'm just a girl. I like to buy things and I like to spend my money and I like to buy new makeup products and clothes and stuff. Is that a crime? But yeah, sometimes it used to get really out of hand just because I would kind of get like slap happy with it and do way too much. But ever since trying to make more of an effort to be more intentional about the things that I buy, I feel like I'm decluttering less, which is honestly the goal. I don't want to be constantly decluttering. I would love to be in a place in my life where it's like a biannual, maybe quarterly declutter, not like monthly like I was doing, because that was just showing me that, oh, okay, there's actually an issue here. The issue is not that I need to declutter to make room. The issue is that I keep like filling up the space. So keeping things clutter-free and honestly just keeping things to what you need feels super, super good. I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily have access to like a cold plunge or like a, what is it called, an ice bath. Those are so good. I've done a few in my day and in the moment, it is so hard to do it, but after you instantly feel amazing, you feel superior, and you feel better than everyone. No, but honestly, getting out of an ice bath, you feel like an athlete. You're like, I'm training for the Olympics. And two, I feel like anytime I've gotten out of an ice bath, obviously my body feels amazing, but I just feel so mentally strong and tough. And so I don't have that, but I do have access to a cold shower, which is handy in the morning because my water doesn't really get hot. It takes so long for my water in the morning to get hot in the shower. So I'm like, you know what? I just have to take a cold one. That's what I have to do. And that for me lowers my anxiety, anything I have that's like looming over my head for the day that I'm worried about. And it forces you to be so present in the moment. So cold showers always just like put me in a good mood and it gets me just like feeling aware and fresh and good. And I feel like that's something that most of us like are able to incorporate. It's not always the easiest thing, but for me to not make it so shocking, which sometimes I need the shock and I will, but other times it'll start off like warm and then I'll like ease into the cold. And that makes it a little bit easier. I love getting ready. I love getting ready. It is so fun. I love to do my makeup. I love to have my little skincare things lined up. I love to do my skincare, like all of those things. I love to spray product in my hair. That just makes me feel, I don't know, it just feels so cute. It feels so fun. And I'm like, ugh, people are missing out. Like Micah with no skincare routine, no makeup routine, no hair care routine. I'm like, you are missing out on one of the biggest joys in life of like getting ready. But also sometimes like that is the bane of my existence. So he's not missing out and he can just be anywhere and like ready for anything within 5 minutes. Like he'll probably be ready for our wedding day within like 5 minutes. Meanwhile, I'll take like 5 hours to get ready. That's besides the point. I love to get ready. I love to do my makeup. I just think it's so fun and it always boosts my mood. Like I've never put on makeup and been like, ugh, but I have like not put on makeup and been like, damn, I don't feel the best today. Getting ready just, I don't know, makes me feel a little more put together. And that obviously boosts my mood, with that, matching sets. Oh my gosh, matching comfy sets. Like those. I've been getting some from Set Active because they have some of the softest clothes ever. And I love their like sets so much. They're so, so comfy. So I will splurge on that. And I'm just wearing them all the time. I feel like that is something that is just a go-to. And also decision fatigue is very, very real. And so taking the decision-making out of getting ready, primarily picking out clothes, has also just like lessened stress in my life because that is so unnecessary. Like being stressed about what you're gonna wear for the day, that is the last thing that I need to be stressed about. So let's just take away that. Wear a matching set that's cozy, comfy, cute, presentable, so cute. Sometimes it looks like pajamas. Like I won't always wear them out of the house, but it's not like I necessarily leave the house for my job a lot. So I love a matching set. Also, I just feel so cute, so Pinterest. Even if I'm not on camera that day or recording myself, I just love putting on a matching set. I feel so, so cute. Honestly, something that boosts my mood is going out to eat. Listen, I love a home-cooked meal. I really appreciate them, but either going to a comfy restaurant that I know the menu, that I know exactly what I'm gonna get, I know who's gonna like be the waitress or waiter. I love those places. I have a few of those. I'm not gonna lie, like why do I love California Pizza Kitchen, CPK? Like that is a comfort restaurant for me and will always just make me feel happy after eating there. It's just the best. I love their bread. Or specifically like Monkey Pod, if you live on Oahu, you know. So good. I also just love trying new places too, because I don't know, it just feels nice to do that. I love a date night. Like that will always just make me super, super excited and happy. A coffee walk, so fun. I feel like if you have access to a coffee shop in your neighborhood or like even a little bit outside your neighborhood, going on a walk to go get the coffee just feels, I don't know, something about it will always put me in the best mood. Micah and I will sometimes do that, and it's just the best way to start the day. It's so fun. It feels like a reward. It's just literally the best. I actually did that this morning. I was walking in Ko'olina, which is a little resort area here, and sometimes I'll just drive there because it's nice to change up the scenery from my neighborhood, which I love walking in my neighborhood, and that makes me super, super happy. But like I said, sometimes it's nice to just like get out of the vicinity. Also, Ko'olina is just so nice. If you've been there, it's just so peaceful. And there's this really long walking path that I like to do. And then I will go to the Four Seasons, which sounds way fancier than it is because you don't have to be a guest to go to the cafe there, obviously. So I walked there and I got myself a matcha and an iced black coffee. And it was so good. And I brought my Kindle. And then I read on the grass with my said drinks. And that was the way I started my day. And of course, I had the best day ever because that was the way that my day started. It was amazing. Also, just a podcast at the same time, like walking outside plus podcast, that is my happiness menu, my happiness dopamine meal. I try to do that every evening. It doesn't always happen. I would say it happens like 4 times out of the week, which is honestly pretty good. And it's just something that makes me super happy while I'm doing school or work throughout the day or whatever I'm doing. It's really nice because I always look forward to that. I'm like, okay, at the end of the day, when I'm finished what I need to do for school, for work, I look forward to this. I put on a podcast that I love and all is right in the world. It's so nice. I love going out right as the sun is about to set. So I'm kind of missing the end of day heat, but I'm also seeing a little bit of the sunset and then I still get home in time before it's like pitch black. That is my favorite time of day to go on a walk or super early in the morning, but I don't always love waking up super early in the morning. But yeah, that's been really, really nice. A sunset walk, that has just been such a nice thing to add into my evenings. And that feels like so domestic, like, oh, a sunset walk in my neighborhood. Like what is going on? But yeah, it's really nice to be able to do that. And I'm definitely taking advantage of that because that wasn't something I really did when I lived in the city. Mike and I would try to every once in a while and I had fun doing it with him, but that wasn't something I would ever do by myself because I didn't feel safe to do that with where I was living. So it's really nice. A walk in the suburbs with podcasts, like, yes, this is very important and this will always make me happy. Setting a vibe, especially at night after the sun has gone down, you will not catch me with overhead lights on. It is always mood lighting. It's lamps, it's soft yellowish light. Like you will not catch me with bright hospital lights. It's funny because every time Mike and I will walk at night together and we'll look at houses as we're walking by and we see one that just have like really bright incandescent, is that how you say it, blue light, we're like, it's giving hospital. How do you have that on at night? Like, that just, I love to set a vibe. It needs to happen. Mood lighting is so, so important. I feel like it just calms me down. It kind of gets like my cortisol down too. Doesn't make me feel like I'm in such fight or flight. And yeah, setting a vibe is really, really important with wherever you live, whether it's a room, a dorm, your room at your parents' house, your apartment, your home, whatever it is, like setting a vibe is just so important because that's your space. That's the space that you're going to be in, and your space will affect your mood. And so whatever you can do to make it feel cozy, like that is so important for me. And that will just like boost my mood. Even right now, it's pretty dim in here. I just have these really yellow lights and this lamp, and that's kind of it. It is giving like, I can't even see really far away because like it's very dim lighting. But you know what? Every time I'm like, oh, I need a little bit of a brighter light. People in the olden days, their day would literally end after the sun went down, or they would just do things by candlelight. I will live if things aren't like insanely lit up. And yeah, mood lighting is just so, so important for my mood. It just makes me happy. It feels so cozy, and that just feels so, so good. Honestly, just like feeling cozy will always make me feel the best. Next up, planning my week or next day. I have not been a planner girl, which breaks my heart because I love planners. I love getting different colored pens and like color coding and writing lists. I do love doing that, but I've been doing that on my phone a lot actually, and just like putting cute emojis next to it and writing my week schedule and then my daily schedule. And for me, that just helps relieve stress, because when I put things out onto my phone or into like a list form of what I need to do, it just makes it feel more doable. Because when it's just swimming in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so many things to do. But then when I break it down, I'm like, okay, I can split my time here, and like prioritize and put things in order of how I want to do them. And that just always makes me feel so put together, which is ironic because nothing is even done yet, but I've done the list to get it done. And that feels really, really good. And yeah, it's just kind of fun. Next up, card games. Do not sleep on card games. We aren't too old to play card games. I recently had this re-sparked at camp. I went camping with Micah's family and friends, our friends, this past weekend, and it was so fun, honestly, to unplug. I think my screen time over the whole weekend was like an hour and a half. And that was just so nice because you're out in nature. We were camping at the beach, so I was just at the beach all day with people that I love, and it was just so much fun. And obviously, you have to find ways to fill your time. And so lots of card games. I love playing Egyptian War with Micah. It's so fun. That is like one of my most favorite card games to play. Played a bit of Speed, which is also fun. Also Monopoly Deal. Like if you are not on the Monopoly Deal grind, please get the card game. Try it out and tell me it doesn't change your life, because you can't. Like ever since getting that card game, I've been playing it for about a year now because I discovered it, or I was shown it and played it for the first time at Ellie's last year's birthday party, and we were playing so much Monopoly Deal. So that's when I was put on, because we would all just play it, all the people that were staying in the house for her birthday, and the whole weekend we were just like Monopoly Deal. It's so fun. They even have like a app version of it, and you can even play long distance with your phones, which is really, really fun. Anyway, card games, they will just always make me so happy, because I feel like it connects me to my inner child. It connects me to my childhood. Anything that connects you to your childhood, I feel like, I don't know, just feels so fun. And also just feels good to do something that's not on your phone and to do activities that aren't on your phone. Speaking of things like that, we played a lot of like cornhole and horseshoes. That shit is so fun. I don't want to sleep on that anymore. Like once the grass in my backyard is grown in, I will be getting different outdoor games, and I'm so excited about it. Mike and I actually have been like throwing around the football at night, or like before the sun goes down, in our street, and it's so, so fun. Oh my gosh, it just feels good to do things that make you feel like a kid, because I don't know, with all of the weight of responsibility that we have as adults and all the things that we have to get done and accomplish, it's really nice to just play outside until it gets dark. Something about that has just been igniting this flame inside me, and it's so fun. So we've been doing that, and I hope we continue to do that, because it is truly just like, it boosts my mood so much. Any outdoor activities, like I just love that. Olipop in a wine glass. Honestly, any canned drink, like Poppy. I don't really drink soda, but I love those, like Olipop and Poppy. Those are so good. I'm more of an Olipop girl, but those get expensive. At least Poppy is sold at Costco, so I feel like it's a bit more of a deal. I love Olipop, so I will buy it most of the time, but I feel like I've only seen it sold in cases at Target, and I don't always have a chance to go get those, but sometimes I'm like, how is this canned drink literally $3.50 for one? I don't know why, but I feel like, is that not a lot for one canned drink? Anyway, I love Olipop. My favorite flavors are the Apple Crisp, which is a seasonal flavor that's probably going to come back around like December because I think it's a winter flavor. Oh my gosh, it tastes like sparkling cider. It's so good. It's a prebiotic like gut drink, so it's still like good for you, but it kind of gives me that soda fix because I just love fizzy, tasty, like sometimes I just need a little bit of a sweet drink. So I love that. Anyway, pouring any of your drinks, maybe it's a lemonade, maybe it's an iced tea in a wine glass, will always just feel so like elevated for no reason. It almost feels ridiculous, but I love the way it makes me feel. And yeah, I just feel fabulous when I drink my drink out of a wine glass, and that boosts my mood. It makes me feel cute. It makes me feel like I have my shit together. This is kind of a recent discovery of something that really boosts my mood, and it is a heated workout class. Something about heated ones, like emphasis on the heated, makes me feel like I'm sweating out any sin I've ever done. Truly, it leaves me feeling like a brand new woman after it's done. In the moment, it's hard, but honestly, completing the workout feels so good in the moment. I'm like, I can do this. I can do anything hard for the 45 minutes of this class. I'm capable. I can do it. Doing that, one, just makes me feel confident, which makes me feel good. And two, it just proves to me that like, yes, I can do hard things. Anyway, heated workout classes, like wearing a matching little workout set, a cute workout set, packing my yoga mat. It just, the whole thing in and of itself is a vibe. I've been going to Yoga Sculpt at Core Power, which I've been loving. I've only done 3 or 4 classes now, but I definitely think it's something I'm going to do more just because I was looking for workout classes in my new area that I live in that I can go to. And I have a Core Power like kind of by me. So I'm very excited about that. I've been really, really enjoying that. And I just feel rebirthed after, truly. A sweet treat after dinner, specifically True Fruit. I think I've gone on a whole tangent about this before, so I'm not going to beat the dead horse too much with this, but it's basically like frozen fruit covered in chocolate. You can put it in the refrigerator too, but I leave mine in the freezer. The one like chocolate covered raspberries. Oh my gosh, I'm not even a big raspberry girl, but it's so tart, but with the chocolate, it's so good. Any sweet treat after dinner, I just need like one bite. I don't even need anything crazy. I don't need like a whole slice of cake. I just need a taste, and that's all I need. And then I can go to sleep a happy camper. That's all it really takes. I actually didn't know that they had freeze-dried True Fruit. So the other week when I went to the movies, we went to Target first to pick up snacks. And I saw that in the candy aisle, and I was like, this is revolutionary. I thought they only made refrigerated or freezered ones. So next time you're at Target, try True Fruit. They also have like chocolate covered strawberries, chocolate covered bananas, so many different options. So that is a sweet treat that I absolutely love. I accidentally somehow ate an entire bag in one sitting. So beware. I know I said a little bit earlier in this episode that I'm trying to be more intentional about the things that I buy, welcome into my home, like clothes or products. And I, you know, do stand by that. However, an intentional splurge every once in a while feels so good. It feels like a reward, and I think it's good to do for yourself. You deserve to spend the money that you worked hard for, that you earned. And so the way I've been being very intentional about things that I buy is by making sure I really want it, which that doesn't seem like a revolutionary concept, but it's very easy, especially in the world we live in where people are constantly on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube being like, buy this, buy this, buy this, products you need. And it's just a lot of products being shoved in our face a lot. And maybe you felt like that with some of my content before, which is honestly never really like my goal, but sometimes it's just the way that videos like that can make us feel. I know for me, when I scroll on TikTok, sometimes I literally have to just like kick myself off the app because I'm like, I am so easily swayed. Like I am so weak. If someone is like, this blush will change your life, I'm suddenly on the Sephora app. And so I'm more aware of it now, so it's better. But to be intentional about where I splurge, I will make sure I want something for at least a week, 2 weeks if it's a little bit more expensive, and even just a week of waiting something, of keeping something in my cart honestly, 80% of the time, I end up just like closing out the tab because I was like, that was a spur of the moment thing. I don't need that. I don't necessarily even want it. And sometimes it's just like the cycle of your brain wanting instant gratification of buying something. So that's how I've been more intentional about the things that I spend money on. For example, this was a big splurge. This is not like a cute little, oh, I've been eyeing this sweater for a month or so. I bought myself an iMac, like a proper desktop computer, which I'm so excited about. And I have been talking about this, Micah knows. I've been talking about buying myself one literally since he and I first started dating. So almost 2 years now. And I wanted to wait until I was settled into like a home. And I knew I didn't want to get one in my apartment because I was like, eh, I don't think I'm going to use it that much. But this has been something that I've been wanting for so long. And I've put it in my cart before and I've been like, oh, now's not the time. But I finally did it. And that is something like I know I've wanted for so long. And so it feels good. And it really just boosted my mood to finally get that for myself because it felt even more earned because I had waited so long. Honestly, delayed gratification always just feels so, so good. So those are some of the things that are on my dopamine menu. Honestly, there's probably so many more, like freshly shaved legs, getting into clean bed. That is always a hit. Or even color coding my closet and putting all the light colors together and organizing it. That feels so good. There are so many little things that we can do to add bits of pleasure and happiness into our days. And I definitely suggest doing more of those because you deserve it. It will just boost your mood, boost your life, make you more happy, and it gives you something to look forward to, something to enjoy, and we all deserve that. So definitely go listen to that episode that I was talking about before. Like I said, I haven't listened to it myself, but I'm really excited to. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for hanging out with me for a little bit today, and that was everything on my mind.